CW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA had ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. this Christmas Eve because of a technical issue affecting its entire system. Flights are now beginning to board, and the FAA has lifted the stop. As for other flight disruptions due to the weather,
so far, the winter weather hasn't had a dire impact on travel, but like most years, there may be some interruptions. Only a couple hundred delays this morning as far as air travel, but that number, of course, could rise. And if you are driving to your holiday destination today, be aware the roads could be slick. But the good news is AAA says it is predicting minimal impact on travel, and the average price of gas is hovering around $3.04 per gallon.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Former President Bill Clinton hospitalized for observation. Doctors expect him to be discharged soon. Bethlehem is preparing to mark another somber Christmas in the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Under the shadow of the war in Gaza, the festive lights and giant tree that traditionally decorate Manger Square are missing. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Listeners in the Fox Valley can now hear civic media programming with a crystal clear signal on 96.5 FM in Appleton. That frequency will simulcast civic media radio station 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. With the additional signal, listeners can hear civic media's groundbreaking programming like Mino and the Mayor and New Wisco Weekend throughout the Fox cities. Civic media's Vice President of Broadcast Operations, Corey Hartman.
Yeah, we're excited to bring another choice for news, real news, and great conversation with our talk programming to the Fox Valley and the chance to serve Appleton as a true community partner.
In Northeast Wisconsin, civic media will now broadcast on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS in the Fox Valley and 97.9 WGBW in Green Bay. Police have arrested a 35-year-old Oshkosh man in connection with a series of burglaries at construction sites throughout December. Oshkosh police say similar burglaries targeting construction sites, job site boxes, and trailers have also been reported throughout the Fox Valley. Police are asking people who may have been victims of theft of tools and construction site materials to contact the Oshkosh Police Department or call Winnebago Crime Stoppers. Brown County is looking for a resident of District 21, or the northern and eastern portions of Ashwaubenon, to fill the remainder of the term of Christopher Zerbel, who is resigning from the Brown County Board of Supervisors. People interested in filling the remainder of the term, which ends in 2026, should send a letter of application and a resume to Brown County Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Buckley. The deadline to apply is January 10th. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers shut out the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was Green Bay over New Orleans at Lambeau Field 34-0. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what's been the difference in the Packers' defense.
Our disguise is fooling a lot of these quarterbacks, and especially somebody like him. He's a young quarterback. He hasn't seen a lot of things yet. He hasn't got a lot of experience. So, like, when we disguise him, man, they don't know what they're seeing.
The Saints now fall to 5-10. Quarterback Spencer Rattler after the loss.
Just embarrassing. Put it on myself. Played not good at all. Just didn't have any answers.
NBA, the Bucks over the Bulls, 112-91. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard giving the night off. Bobby Portis with 19 points, 13 rebounds.
Obviously, Dame and Giannis out. I know the severity of the situation. Have to step up, and it's always next man up mentality. So I'm always a confident guy, but I know with those two, I'll have to, you know, shoulder just a little bit more.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon, with a light northerly breeze becoming southwesterly late this afternoon. Tonight down to 16. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day. 32 on Thursday, cloudy afternoon showers with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomers and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor trying to line up Burke Griffin here. Talk about last night's Packer game, which was exceptionally phenomenal. Unbelievable the way they played. Only negative, of course, we mentioned Christian Watson suffering some kind of a knee injury. Hopefully he's going to be okay. At least they've got a few weeks to rest him up before the playoffs. But, man, that was an impressive win last night. The defense looked great.
And how about special teams?
Special teams. How about that kicker?
I didn't watch the game, but...
55-yarder, and then a 46 or 47-yarder.
Really?
This kid, I want to say he's 15 of 16 for the year. I mean, wow. After going through all that with the Carlson, Andres, and whatever, and to have somebody like this, this is great.
Wow. So, yeah, they could make a run.
They could make a serious run. Got a text here. All you need to check out this restaurant in the summer... You'll get the best pierogies you'll be able to find, and you'll be supporting a small business owner. It's called Prince of Pierogi Restaurant. Where is it?
We'll have to have them send that in. Yeah, we'll do that.
For some reason, I thought a pierogi was like almost like a sub sandwich or a pork thing or something. What am I thinking? There's some kind of a pork thing that's almost like pierogi, isn't there?
Pierogi.
No? No?
It's an Ephraim, by the way.
Oh, Ephraim. Right,
yep. Get up there.
I always get those. Which one? Where is Wilson's?
Egg Harbor.
That's Egg Harbor. Okay.
Is that Egg Harbor? Wilson's? No, I got to think here because you drive through there and they stop there.
Which one is which?
Is that Ephraim? That could be Ephraim and then you drive up to Egg Harbor or is that Egg Harbor and you drive up to Ephraim?
I do not know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get that one mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's not a bad place to spend a Christmas either up in Door County.
Right.
Some of those places. Yeah. Pretty phenomenal. Oh. Really cool.
But, yeah, so tonight's a big night for a lot of families.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean.
But some people, we celebrated Christmas when I was a kid, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we did too. I did a lot. I'll tell you what I did a lot of. Midnight masses as an altar boy. And I'm saying midnight.
My mom was talking about that when she was over for a little Christmas get-together. She talked about how midnight mass was at midnight.
Absolutely, it was midnight.
And then after that, they would go to mass, and then they'd have this, like, breakfast brunch.
Yeah.
To, like, I don't think my mom's ever stayed up. I never remember her being up till 3:30, but there'd just be this big party.
I know.
When we were kids.
I know.
Midnight mass, but now they throw that back.
It's like 9 now, isn't it, generally?
it went to 11. I don't know. Why do you think they did that? You think the priests were getting a little old or do you think the crowd was getting a little, falling asleep.
Things have relaxed
thing.
A little bit, right?
Yeah. Right. Church. So 10, but yeah. 9, midnight mass at 9, that's, I don't know.
That's a 9 o'clock mass.
You know, it kind of is. Yeah. It kind of is. I think 10 o'clock you get away with. Midnight mass, we're going to celebrate at 10 o'clock. And the way some of these priests talk is going to go to midnight anyway.
Yeah.
But, I'll tell you, on a Christmas Eve not that long ago, maybe in the last 10 years, I actually went to a service right by the church by your house, Jim. And I remember that very...
At Union Congo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a church. Very, yeah, they
get service.
Awesome music there.
Haven't been in church since. But other than that,
think about that, though. I was probably 10 years old serving at one in the morning by the time you get out of there. Yeah.
It's amazing that we stayed awake. I mean, we had two, but, you know, just if it's the adrenaline or what. But, yeah, those are some late nights.
But the thing is, too, I mean, I think of my dad and everything because obviously – You know, you'd have a few cocktails or whatever leading up to that. So
that's what I think.
I kind of feel like there were some people sitting there that were
right.
I think a couple of sheets
are there
a little lit up.
Not just the candles that were lit.
Singing that Noel really loud. Yeah, absolutely. It's like, okay, that's yeah. I kind of out of key there, Dad.
Yeah,
not my dad. But
is there a Christmas gift that you guys got that was just like absolutely the worst? I'll just throw this out there as a thought starter.
I bought one time that was. And my dad, he had a couple of them. And he goes, "What the hell am I gonna do with this?"
Because
I bought him. Because it's something I wanted. That was in high school.
Oh yeah.
And it was a skill saw. You know which in those days that not many people had that. But I wanted one to build a bunch of stuff, so I bought it for him. He obviously goes, "The hell is this?"
Yeah. My brother.
And then he felt bad, but it's like it was the initial thing. It's like what?
Donna's sister's husband, so whatever that is to me. We were sitting around opening gifts. It was Christmas Eve, and he gave my mother-in-law, who is like just awesome.
Well, by the way, don't you even talk about somebody else giving somebody a terrible gift.
Let's just wait. I want to finish this.
Because you topped the cake in that, whatever you want to call it.
I just want to say something like happened with your dad. He gave her those, you kind of put lettuce in there and you spin it.
Yeah.
And then she opened up and goes, "Why would I want one of these?" I laughed for like the rest of the year. I just thought that was, and she's so honest.
That's what I mean. My dad.
Why would I want one of these? I'm like,
Was it a salad spinner?
Yes.
To dry your salad, right? Your lettuce?
And she doesn't, I don't think drying lettuce was on her list. No, I just don't. It wasn't a thing. Why would you do that? So she goes, and she was really, and it was, you know, everybody's sitting around the tree and they're just like, why would I want one of these? And right to him, he's like, well, so anyway, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, John,
yes, sir.
Tell us what we're laughing about.
Yeah.
That was just a minor little
Go
detail.
Ahead.
No, I
Go ahead. I think this might be the worst gift possible for a wife.
It's a thought. All right, so my wife.
Yeah, it's a thought. That's the bad part. It's the thought.
Well, no, it was a thought. It was kind of a family gift. Kind of like what you did with your dad. You kind of wanted it a little bit. Kind of gave it to him as like a.
Worst gift ever.
As an avenue.
Folks, right. Quick pull. Is there a worse gift you can buy your wife?
First.
Is there worse gift you can buy your wife than a scale?
Let me explain what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
We, and you've been at my, so I have that exercise room. We did a bunch of remodeling and new
Todd, equipment. Why do I think when she was halfway through opening that,
I was just going to say, I was getting that ready.
So I got her, it was in the box. It was a really nice scale. And because it kind of had to do with the whole flavor of the exercise room, healthy community, healthy city, healthy household,
sure,
that kind of thing. All right,
sure.
So I gave her a real, really nice scale. And so she's opening.
Was this a kitchen scale, Jim?
This is that you stand on. No, it's a weight scale.
Okay. You can keep it in the kitchen.
And so she's opening it up. And she's like, what is this? And she's looking at it. She goes, my oldest daughter's like, oh my God, Dad. She puts her hand in her head. Like, she's never been more embarrassed for me in her life. Oh my God, Dad. And then they all kind of turn on me. I'm like, well, Merry Christmas, you guys. But yeah, that was not a good idea.
Did you not clear that with your daughters? Because they would have straightened me out.
They
right away.
They would. Oh yeah, they're not too shy about straightening me out. No, I thought it was a good, at the time, I got to tell you, at the time, I thought it was a good gift, but yeah.
In retrospect.
No, not a good gift. No. I should have just put it down there and said family gift or something, but and she was opening it up. And you know, in our house, we only have three kids, so it's not like when I was a little kid, everybody opened up all their gifts
right.
at once. It was just crazy, but in our house, you kind of focus in on the person.
Yeah.
So
everybody's sitting there?
Right.
Oh, I wonder what dad bought. What did, this is going to be good.
What
oh
dad bought his wife of 30 years. Yes. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Got a nice blouse. Nice dress.
It's heavy. It's kind of heavy.
Right. Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, my gosh.
This is
going to be interesting. Oh, be
digital readout.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be great, Dad. But yeah. Anna's just like, oh, my God, Dad. Like, I'm like, what? So, yeah.
Got a text here. Heated cigarette lighter plug-in windshield scraper. I would have loved one of those.
That's actually great.
All for that. I let me know where I can get one and I'll do it.
They don't have cigarette plugins anymore.
Oh, that's right. Don't
they do?
Do they?
Well, of course, because you use them to charge your phone and stuff. But now, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the same thing.
You just got to find the actual plug, which you could probably find at an antique store. Or something.
But it's not round. It's the thing.
Or like the glove compartment.
Mine's round.
Thing.
I got a round one that you plug in.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, you could make that work.
I don't think so. I think the way they are now
I don't think so.
What phone would you plug into a cigarette lighter?
Well, they still got the adapter type.
It's a 12-volt adapter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're wrong. God rest her soul. We had an aunt, and she meant well.
Yeah.
But the gifts from her were always knitted or crocheted.
Yeah.
And you hoped you got the one that didn't get you beat up at school when you got back from Christmas vacation.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They were interesting colors. They were interesting everything. But God bless her.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I went due for one of those hats now.
Yeah, so. I know.
Right. You always had to do the thing as a kid where you had to go, oh, this is great.
Yeah, I know. I know. But there's also other times where somebody just surprises you, like, holy crap.
Yeah.
How did you know that? Or where did that come from? Those are the fun ones. Yeah. But I don't think there's anything more fun than finding something when you're a little kid for your mom or your dad where it kind of surprised, like, that you know they really like it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Those are the fun ones. That truly is the most fun thing there is.
If it's something that you know they want, that, like, you're not, it's too far out there. Like, maybe you can't afford it, or maybe you can't find it anymore, and then you go and you find it.
Yes.
I've done that.
Yes.
It was Donna wanted this, like, statue, it's a Mary statue holding baby. It was at, store's not around anymore. Anyway, and it was there. It was gone. And I went and saw the guy. I talked to him. Hey, where'd you get that? So anyway, I ended up getting it, which was a cool gift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you went and
absolutely.
You worked a little bit harder to find it. And it's like, oh, where'd you find this? So
absolutely.
Stole it from the guy that bought it last.
Absolutely. But that's the thing is, when you kind of keep it quiet and you got something in your mind and everything, I think that's the fun part. Yeah. That really is. Although you guys getting a dog is pretty big, Todd.
That was big.
Boy, that would be big.
That's big.
Yeah, that was huge. And I think we were only getting it because Dad wanted to use the dog for hunting. Which is fine.
That's what they're good for.
Well, you remember that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I don't, you know what? There's something, and I got to be careful with what I say here if kids are listening, but there's something about that first one when you're a certain age and it's not whatever. Boy, that's almost like depressing for kids, isn't it, though?
What's that?
In a certain way. You know, that first Christmas where he didn't.
The magic is kind of gone.
Oh, yeah. No, don't ever let that
I
go.
Know.
No, you keep it alive.
I know.
But that the magic of Christmas is.
But I know I told
what
you.
What makes people put their lights up and.
But you told me that, you know, I'm a hoarder. Okay.
Yes.
But I told my daughter that I found the letters she used to write to Santa Claus and leave out. She said, oh, my God, I got to have those.
Yeah. That's not hoarding.
No, but those are the fun things when you save stuff like that from way back.
Awesome.
Yes.
Those are great.
Yeah. And those are the cutest letters, from the heart that you'll ever find.
And boy, do they want to believe, you know. And
absolutely.
You got to keep that going.
Absolutely. No question.
What you got to do is close off a room in your house.
Right. Because everybody's got that extra room.
And put that sign up on
Christmas. Don't open till Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And all the trees decorated and the gifts are all there. That's Santa's workshop, man. It works.
Those other kids in Two Rivers. They got nothing. Santa's workshop was in the Schmidt household.
I still believe.
Well, all right. We got to start a quick break. Trying to get a hold of Burke. Back after this.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegyl is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on Christmas Eve. Got a nice text here. Merry Christmas, guys, from Patrick. Thank you very much, Patrick. Merry Christmas to you and to all our listeners out there. We've got some phenomenal listeners. We've had a great time with all year and a half-ish now.
Can you believe
that? Yeah. Going by fast. Ready? Yeah. Okay, we got Big Papa on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Burke.
How are you, buddy?
Burke, Johnny
Good.
Showed me
What's going on, Mino?
I haven't seen you in a while, Burke. This is Jim.
Yeah, right.
You're not playing Santa Claus anymore.
No. Nope.
You look great. Nope.
Well, thank you. You know, and your doctor says, hey, fat guy, lose some weight. You know, like you get over 50 years old, you get, you know, you figure that out real quick.
Well, you sure did. That's great. Anyway.
Well, anyway, was Burke, a great time to be on your show last night with Jared Bush.
Oh, that was a blast. Absolute blast. You know what? And the funny thing is, we talked a little about the game and a lot about a bunch of other stuff, and it's just that's the beauty of those kind of shows.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Boy, you have some nice people that come to those shows. I mean, obviously it wasn't a huge crowd last night because, well, there's a Packer game going on, and the weather was pretty crappy, you know, and it's night before Christmas Eve, but what's some nice people talking to them afterwards? I mean, just loyal people for that show.
Well, and that's what they do. That's their thing. Every Tuesday night, they've been there for years. I mean, this will be, let's see, 2000, so my 13th year doing it. And they just, you know, they love their Packer football. It doesn't matter if you have the smallest practice squad guy or, you know, even a Xavier McKinney. You might have a really high-profile guest, and everybody wants to get a picture or an autograph or whatever. The fact that they are there week after week after week.
Hey, you got to tell the quick little story you told me that Larry told you about Packer guests.
Oh, he said if he shows up at the Pearly Gates or the
And when you say Pearly Bell. Gates, you don't mean the bar. I mean the, you know.
No, right?
Yeah.
he doesn't matter either way. He goes, God's going to ask me who my guest is.
Who's Packer guest is. Yeah. And that's the truth that we've done. We always say, you know, it's 2 minutes before showtime. You're sitting in a bar waiting to go on air in front of all those people, and your guest hasn't arrived. And who do you want walking through? A supermodel, you know, walking through the door, or the third string backup long snapper? Take that long snapper every time.
Yep.
People don't realize the pressure in doing live shows like that.
Well, and, you know, it's that nervous, like, good energy where you've been there before. You see that light go on and you're just there's no going back. You got to go.
Here we go.
Yep. And if there's a guy there, great. If there isn't, that's the beauty of having guys like Jarrett and Harry Sidney. They've been around the game forever and they can talk forever when it comes to just like the X's and O's and football stuff. So, having that, it's the guy when he walks through the door, you're like, there's my guest.
Yep. All right, sweet. Greatest feeling in the world.
Yep. For the next 30 minutes, you're good to go.
Yep.
And that's fun. Burke, I'm sure you find that interesting football, and you talk to a guy like Harry Sidney, and those guys can go on a lot about football, but it's nice to get outside of football and find out a little bit more about these guys. And I think people are interested in who's playing for us and a little bit more about the backstory versus the X's and O's. And you bring that out. I think that's great.
We took a lot of backstories last night.
Yeah, right. I've always felt that, the Alex Magoos of the world and the, Evan Williams and there's anyone can talk to, let's say, Christian Watson, right? Or Jordan Love. Or if a guy's a star and a superstar, or even on the ascending, plane where he he's going to have a huge upside at some point, whether it's here or somewhere else, it's those other guys, the ones who have, right. They did it the hard way. And, Alex Magoo is almost 30 years old and he's still living this dream of playing professional football. Four string quarterback, but now he went up for wide receiver, just to do it all kind of Zane Anderson last night. Right.
I gotta be honest with it. If you have Zane Anderson as a guest in your show, I got a feeling there's gonna be lots of ladies that are gonna try to get tickets because he's gonna be the new heartthrob of the Packers. I've had women tell me that.
Yes. No. He was the first guest of the year.
No kidding.
He was our first, literally in week one after the Eagles game down in Brazil. I was like, great story. A great guy.
Cut by every other team. Picked up on waivers, and here he had a huge interception on Monday Night Football last night.
Yep, in front of the entire country, in the biggest moment, with three other guys out.
Yeah.
Seized it, did it, done.
Christian Watson.
Good dude. I have no idea.
What's going to happen knee-wise? What do you think?
I don't know. We'll find out a little bit more later today. I hope it's nothing serious, but I have not seen anything.
Nothing yet.
Okay. No, I haven't seen anything like, oh my gosh, it's really bad, or oh, he's gonna be fine. I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
I just gotta ask you. Everybody's home watching a lot of movies. My kids are watching that Aaron Rodgers documentary, Johnny has talked about it. I haven't watched it, nor will I. What do you think?
Have you seen it, Burke?
I watched the first two episodes with my oldest son, and we're waiting to finish to watch the third. Enigma. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Aaron, we get it. You're a complicated fella, right? Isn't that what Ted Thompson said back in the day? We get it, but I just feel like he's trying too hard.
Absolutely. Okay. Couldn't agree more. Trying too hard
just
to be
to hear
this
from
other
your perspective.
Hey, Burke, I got a nice text here. Thanks to Burke for the half-hour high school sports program on Channel 5. Being a coach for 35 years, I appreciate the coverage of our area athletes.
Love it. That's the best part about the show.
That's awesome. Yep. Good stuff. Yep. Okay, Burke, we're going to set a quick break. We'll talk more about what's going to be happening down the road here with this Packer team in regards to,
they're pretty deep. It's looking good.
If you got a peak at a certain time, this kind of reminds me a little bit of the year that they went in as, what seed were they, remember? And they beat Chicago and beat Atlanta and kept rolling.
2010, they would have been a sixth seed.
Oh, they were sixth then, yeah.
And
that was awesome.
But the difference is they've been running the football all season long. That year, they caught lightning in a bottle with James Starks late.
Yes.
Right? And here's this rookie seventh-round dude from Buffalo nobody even heard of, and then they ran the rock. Now, Josh Jacobs and these guys, they tee it up and go. They don't care. They tell you, we're going to run it right down the middle of the field, and you're not going to stop us.
Josh Jacobs' stiff arm last night was a thing of beauty. It was unbelievable. Yes, Burke Griffin, bear with us, buddy. We're getting a quick break back after this.
Run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it to town.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Being Santa is more than delivering toys and eating milk and cookies. He said it's also helping children believe in themselves as well as jolly old Saint Nick.
Santa wants you to listen to your mom and your dad and to do chores if you're given them. Be good in school. Have a, you know, good relationship with your friends. But most of all, love yourself and be kind to yourself. Because kids today are pretty harsh on themselves sometimes.
Santa was a guest Monday on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show. Keeping track of where Santa is on Christmas Eve can be helpful to get the good little boys and girls to bed on time. Brittany Merlot has the story.
And it's that time of year. He's made his list and he's checked it twice. Santa is packing his bags and ready to fly in the sky, delivering gifts to all the good kids. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, tracks the big man himself as he flies across the globe. So you and your kids can follow jolly old St. Nick's progress on Christmas Eve at www.noradsanta.org.
This holiday season, give the gift of life by donating blood. American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill.
As we see people getting into the celebrations and the gatherings of the holidays, people tend to schedule less or cancel more for their blood donations. They're thinking more about other things. And so it's really important that we continue to donate during a time when we tend to let it back off a little.
The 19th annual Green Bay Winter Blood Drive is today and Thursday. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your donation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon with a light northerly breeze becoming southwesterly late this afternoon. Tonight down to 16, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day. 32 on Thursday, cloudy afternoon showers with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Take a break or get yourself going. The right cup of tea can get your day flowing.
Nothing warms you up on a cold day like a delicious cup of luxury tea from the Elegant Elephant Tea Company. Visit ElegantElephantTea.com and use discount code WGBW for a 10% discount and free shipping for orders over $50.
Visit Elegant Elephant Tea.
The holidays are here, and there's no better way to celebrate than sharing our favorite holiday memories with all of you. One year, I decided I no longer wanted a star on top of my tree, and I kind of really got into the idea of putting a top hat on it, but kept forgetting to buy it. So the day came to put our tree up, and scrambling as we did, we put our animated sorting hat on. And now every year, we can't wait to see what house our tree is. It's Ravenclaw this year. I'm Amanda, and I hope you're the first to find the pickle in your Christmas tree this year. Happy holidays.
Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S. here. Dom and I wish you the happiest holidays, and we will catch up with you next time with Earl Ingram. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 in Oshkosh at 96.5 FM in Appleton. So all the way down from Oshkosh up to north of Green Bay right now, and we've got Burke Griffin joining us right now from WFRV Local 5 Sports. Berkey, obviously the Packers seem to be peaking at the right time, but we've covered that organization, that team long enough that once the playoffs start, I mean, it's a whole different world, isn't it?
Well, you never know. You can be one and done. And I mean, we saw a team, like you said, 2010, didn't think a lot about it. Okay. Go on the road, beat, you know, Philadelphia and Michael Vick. And then, I mean, and end up beating Chicago on the road, had Soldier Field when they had everything to play for. They thought that was going to be their, like, they were the 2 seed. I think they were 13-3. And just pulled the rug right out from under. That's the way the NFL goes these days. I mean, you just get hot. If you have a healthy team, and from your quarterback to like your left tackle and 2 good defensive back, like if you're relatively healthy, you got a chance. That's all that matters.
Yep. I would, that Chicago game, when you were mentioning that, we were at that game, and you're right. I don't think we went in there with high expectations. And of course, they're presenting the trophy there, the George Halas trophy. It's right on their field. And I have 3 daughters, and they were in the stands. And my wife and I were in a box. That game got a little tense. I went and got them.
Oh, yeah.
It was, they really wanted to win that game.
Oh, yeah.
Like anger if they didn't win.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, you guys, fourth quarter.
You know what I remember about that? I remember what you need to do is your star players have to play like star players in those big games. And Burke, you remember when they played?
Right.
If they had gotten beat by Chicago at home, I think they might not have even made the playoffs, correct?
Right.
It was a night game.
Yeah, well, if you remember, Jay Cutler went out, right?
Well, no, in that game, but I'm talking about the game.
You're talking earlier in the year.
But real late in the season, but they needed to beat the Bears. And Charles Woodson, they gave Charles Woodson, it seemed like, the green light. You can rush, you can blitz Jay Cutler anytime you want.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, Jay Cutler, when he took the snap, first thing he would do is, where in the world is Charles Woodson?
Right.
He was more concerned about Charles Woodson than he was completing his pass. He got in their heads.
Nice.
And you need that sometimes. Yeah. You need those star players to be the stars.
Well, and I think we're seeing a little of that with this group here. I mean, Goody going out and getting Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs at the time. Okay, all right. Okay, good job. Nice move. We'll see if they're... Now you're like, oof. Now I know exactly why. I mean, they have, not only from a talent standpoint, but from a leadership standpoint. Like, those two dudes are legit all-pro kind of players. Like, that Julius Peppers, the Reggie Whites, that kind of status where when whatever they do, everyone takes note. And they follow suit, right?
Yeah.
That's the kind of leaders. Like, we've seen that in that locker room where you kind of are like, okay, that guy's, he tries hard, but he's not a real true leader. Those guys, they lead.
So I got a couple things for you before I let you go here. The Bears, and we talk about the Bears all the time, even though they're not that good. But
Why?
I know, right?
Why?
We always talk about them because our friends are there.
You do. I don't. You are
I do.
The
Maybe
only person that you got a fascination with the Bears.
I don't have a fascination, but I got a lot of friends who are Bear fans because they. Oh, anyway, are they going to get that guy from Detroit, that offensive coordinator? They need a good coach. I would pay anything to get a good coach if I were the Bears, Bud McKenzie's.
Well, does Ben Johnson really want to do that?
McCaskey's or the McKenzie's?
I mean, McCaskey. Yeah, I said McCaskey's.
Yeah, well,
McKenzie's.
Okay, whatever.
There's so much dysfunction there. Every coach who's ever gone there has failed. And usually that's a good sign of what's going on in the management side of things.
Right.
like that. It doesn't matter how great you've been with Green Bay or someone else. If you continue to fail in that position year after year after year, decade after decade, literally since like Mike Ditka, I mean, you would think Lovie Smith, they would love to have him back right now at this point. But there's a reason for it. And look, I think it's like misery loves company, like for the Packers. Like Matt LaFleur has never lost against Chicago. Think of that for a moment. He's never lost a game to the Bears.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
like he not only inherited something great, but he's also taken it to another level as well. So,
This Lions team, yep. Berkey, I'm shocked that they're as good as they are. And they've got their foot on the gas, the whole thing, yep. And you're pulling out these bizarre plays, and he's doing whatever. And it seems like Campbell is enjoying this notoriety he's getting about being this real innovative boy. You'll never know what he's going to do. Onside kick with 12 minutes to go, and yada, yada, yep. yada, yada, yada. I would love to see that blow up in their face, to be honest with you, but I'm not sure it's going to.
You know what? I think that balloon will pop at some point.
Okay.
Like, that is, you can only get away with it for so long.
Right.
That's my point. Like, yep, it's cute. It's nice. It's convenient. It gets people talking. I guess the whole faking the fumble, falling to the ground, play action, bomb, it worked. But is that real football?
Right.
Now? Like, That's where the gimmicky part, like, I get it. They're going for it on fourth down. That's not gimmicky. On your line, that you better have confidence in yourself.
Burke, I agree with the too cute, you know? I think, but they, on the other hand, it's been such a long time, and a lot of people love the turnaround Detroit's going through right now. So just as a team, it was easy to support them. But, yeah, I would be okay.
It's pretty hard to like them now. Like, even after that one guy went after LaFleur on the sidelines,
right.
And just some of their other players, I hate Green Bay or whatever the guy yeah. wore the shirt. They're really trying to put it in people's faces now. It's yeah. like, really? You guys, you haven't done anything in,
yet.
What, since 1957 was the last time they won a championship or whatever? Come on. Yeah. You know, act like you've been there before type of thing. Whoop.
Well, thanks for coming, Burke.
Oh, we lost Burke. That happens. All right. Yeah.
I'll try and get him again.
Okay. It's great having Burke on talking about that. But, you know, you're talking about that Bears organization, and again, with the McCaskies, and again, you know, I know George well, the president, and that's a tougher gig than you would think. Being, I think, just maybe I'm wrong here, but it's like the Packers don't have all the eggs in one basket. And it seems like with the Bears, boy, that owner or Virginia or, you know, the family – they just call every shot. I mean, here you got Gutekunst, who's phenomenal. You know, you got Murphy, who's been here a long time now. He's seen the ins, he's gone through all these things. I think the Packer organization has really done a great. Everybody knows their role. Novi oversteps their role. It's, you know what I mean? It's yeah. all they've got it right versus these single. It's like Woody Johnson in New York. Yeah. Hey Burke, have you seen the thing with Woody Johnson? Aaron Rodgers was actually laughing about it. There's a big report that his sons are like in his ear all the time making football decisions. Yep, and like McCaskey in Chicago where it's a family thing. But that's one thing about the structure of Green Bay has been so solid for so many years. Wouldn't you say, Burke?
Yeah, and I think it's always started with Mark Murphy at the top, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's been a football guy. Like, his vast background has helped lay the foundation for, I mean, talk about a tough suit to follow. Like,
yeah.
Good luck for the next guy on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, just that's where I think it begins. And then, you know, you've got the football side of things, and then you got the managing and marketing side of it. It's become this huge entity. It's not like way back when where, all right, one guy wore like six different hats. And
right.
You know, well, now it's.
They all have their lane. Huge.
Well, you look yep. at the revenue now, that just the non-football part of football is huge. I mean, that whole Titletown district, and it was just right. there's a lot more to the NFL than football.
Well, yeah. You mean like when there was a gas station and a barbershop?
Yeah.
like that's all that was over there, and then there's yeah. like one guy. Like
right.
That's where the whole thing has, you know, I got here in 1995, so we're looking at, this is my 30th season covering the team, and just to see what it's turned into is amazing. I mean, it really is. Like, there was a Kmart there where people used right. to park their trailer overnight. Like, that's what it was.
Right.
And I think, like I said, from Mark Murphy on down, they've had so many people that have had an impact.
And the Bears have that opportunity. I mean, quite honestly, they're building a new stadium next year, and they could, I don't know if they're going to do a Titletown or whatever they're going to call it, but Anyway, maybe I do talk about them. The Bears.
Who?
What? Okay, I'm not going to talk about him anymore, Burke. I'm done. All right, Johnny, take over.
Who are we talking about?
Yeah. Burke, who's going to win the Super Bowl? I got my money on the Packers. I bought a ticket a long time ago when Love was hurt, so the odds were really great against the Packers winning the NFC Championship. And now that he's healthy and they've got a real chance to do that, do you think that's a good bet?
I wouldn't put it past them.
Okay.
I would say this. I think for the first time in all of our lifetimes, we're going to see a three-time champion. I don't know. How do you beat Kansas City and Andy Reid?
Yeah.
They continue to just survive, and they're doing it in a way where they're not even playing good football right now, and they still win games. It's a sight to see. they're doing it with smoke and mirrors, and if they actually get healthy at the right time, I just don't see anybody beating Kansas City.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they've got going there. And Andy Reid, you know, I mean, this conversation has been held literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of times. What if they had given Andy Reid the job years ago when Favre was still in his prime? What could have happened here?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm glad we did what we did. Yeah.
I think it was 1999 when the Ray Rhodes era began, and that entire staff kind of like some of them split, some went to Seattle with Holmgren, some other guys went on their own, and you know, the Philadelphia thing never got it done there, but I tell you what, one of the all-time great coaches, in the Belichick, right? We're talking
Andy. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And when all said and done, he's going to be in that Lombardi Belichick conversation.
Yeah. No question.
I want to go back to my bet. So you say Kansas City is, and I agree with you on that, but do you think we can get there? Is it a good bet? Are the Packers going to win the NFC Championship?
You know what? Look, they have four losses to teams that were a little bit better. I think a grand total of like 20 points, maybe, 34-29. They lost by a field goal. You know, the Lions have been invading their existence as of late. I think they've got, six out of the last eight meetings Detroit has won. They play a little bit more bully ball. So I would say I'm not going to bet yes, but can it be done? Of course.
All right. Yeah.
Of course it can. That's where I kind of stand. Like,
love it.
This team could beat anybody in the NFL, and they can also lose, and they can go one and done. I would not be shocked either way.
Hey, Berkey, last thing. Give us a little report on what you're doing with all your different specials and the stuff you guys got going on over there at Local 5.
Well, every Sunday morning we do our Green and Gold pregame show. We've got the pregame there from CBS. And then Sunday nights we got Sports Extra. Tuesday night we have Locker Room, generally speaking. This has been the holidays. Like last night we did it on Monday to avoid Christmas Eve. And then High School Sports Extra is a big deal on Saturday night at 10:30.
What is it?
We spotlight those kids, and whether it's football, basketball, it's a unique show, and it gives us a chance to really highlight what these kids in our community are doing.
I think that's outstanding, Berkey.
You're giving the viewers what they want. I mean,
absolutely.
There's a lot of interest in that. So, yeah, thanks for what you're doing for the community. It's great to see you on there, and you're not just – you know, like you said, not just pros. You do everything. So that's awesome.
Well, and it's not just me. We've got Kyle Malls on, Lauren Helmbrecht, and Cameron is there. We've got a great, great staff right now that really get out there and get dirty. You know what I mean? They get their hands right in, and they literally, they're going from Fond du Lac all the way up to Marinette and back.
Hey, one last quick thing. Do you think we did the only football show in the entire NFL last night where we talked about Bushwick Bill?
Nah, I guarantee you.
Thank you, Berkey.
No question about that.
Take care, my friend. Guys. Thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Berke Griffin, Local 5 Sports. All right, we got to set our break. A very special guest coming in, right?
I don't know.
She's not going to be too shy, is she?
She's here. I don't think she's going to come on.
She's got to come in.
She's got to come in. Jim's daughter is here.
She says no.
She's coming in.
She says no.
Don't you ruin the rest in there?
Those days are over.
Let me tell you something. If you don't come on, he's going to buy you a scale for Christmas. Back after this.
No more days to count, but the even longer wait begins. The suspense of having to wait from bedtime till morning. Yes, kids all over the world say their prayers and go to sleep, knowing that when they wake up, the little fat man with the long white beard will have stopped by their houses and left the answer to a wish
from the most wonderful magical sector.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
There ever was.
Ho, 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 ho. Up on the housetop, ho, ho, ho.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor as the mayor steps out, but introduce yourself, young lady.
My name's Greta.
Do I have to call you doctor?
No, you can call me Greta.
Okay. Can I call you Dr. Greta?
Sure.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome back home.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. It's good. We got in late Saturday. It's a quick trip. We go back tomorrow, but it's nice to be home for a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Introduce this guy next to me.
This is my husband.
Hi.
Nico.
How did you find somebody from Colombia?
Well, we've been together 12 years.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, but we met freshman year of college.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where'd you go to school?
Lawrence. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
How did you find Lawrence from Columbia?
It's a long story. Lawrence has these international recruiters that travel around the world going to different high schools, and one of them just happened to come to mind.
Lawrence? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's big time.
Yeah. I just had a really strong relationship with the recruiter, and she said, you know, you want to come to the U.S.? I was like, yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
I didn't know much about Wisconsin. I was picturing more California, but
no.
Yeah, it was, great decision either way.
Well, my son at St. Norbert had a really great friend from Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
a little bit different change of scenery for her.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had pretty like large international population at Lawrence, I think. Like,
yeah.
It's a small school. There's only like 1,200 students.
Right.
So like, what is that? Like 400 in each grade or whatever. But they show the flags of like all the countries at like the opening day. There's always like so many countries represented. I think there were two Colombians, the Andres.
Yeah, but I think, our class, there was, one person from, one person from France, one person from Brazil, one person from Ecuador, one person. It was like, there was like one of each of us.
And we had a exchange student when I was in high school, my class, from Colombia.
Oh, cool.
And we didn't have any soccer up there. I mean, we only have like 3 months without snow up in the UP, okay? So he would actually play soccer with a basketball in the gym.
Oh my gosh.
And he would kick that thing so bleeping hard that I tried to get him into football. I wanted to try to get him as a kicker into football. And he wasn't a big guy, you know, normal size, but it just exploded. And this was a basketball.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where they're like, hey, we don't want you kicking that ball around here. He said that sport is so big, it's mind-boggling in Colombia, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no other sports. Actually, the reason why that recruiter was down there was he was recruited. So a lot of recruiters for sports would go down there. So they would go down for soccer recruitment.
Okay.
Because people down there, just like the average player is like the star in a lot of these U.S. schools.
When you bring them up here.
Yeah. So she just followed some of the sports recruiters because it's like, oh, you know, this high school, you know, it's safe to come here. You know, she kind of just, there's Americans around here. So that's how she ended up there.
It was like
we had a lot of soccer people coming to Texas, Florida.
No kidding.
Yeah, Iowa.
I mean, I'd never seen anything like that up close and personal, how hard a person can kick a soccer ball. It was mind-boggling. Yeah.
You know, it's a different, you know, soccer really, as soon as you're south of the border, basically, it's just, it takes over. It's just like the only sport that matters.
Wow. So, doctor, tell me a little bit about how you go from growing up in Green Bay and going to the academy here and the whole thing, and you're a doctor in the middle of New York City.
Yeah. And being the daughter of Jim Schmidt.
Right,
I mean, that's
exactly.
really what I want to know.
Right,
I want to know what that's like.
That part, too. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. How did I get there? I don't know. I think I knew I wanted to do medicine because I wasn't going to make it on Broadway. So now I just...
How do you know that?
Well, I'm like a character role. So I'm like, you know, I can only play certain roles. I'm like a little bit shorter. Like I'm not a soprano. So like I'm a very, like every role I've ever done.
Yeah, you're
like
niche.
Character. Yeah. So like, I don't know. I thought about it and I did like a bunch of camps growing up doing theater, but I knew if I worked hard enough, I could go to medicine. You know, it's like if you work super hard and you just put your, like you can become a doctor if you just like,
what would be your dream? Like if you could do any role, what would be your dream role on Broadway?
Peter Pan.
Nice.
Really?
Kathy Rigby, Peter Pan. She was like,
the old, you know, Olympic.
Yeah, yeah. Star. Yeah. Yeah. But she's, you know, like it's a very character role. You kind of gymnast, you know, like short, spicy, like character role.
Your dad played that, right?
And he's short and spicy.
I was just going to say, that's what I think of Jim Schmidt. Short, spicy.
Spicy.
Yep.
Especially the spicy part.
No, I think your role was Music Man, right? Who did you? Yeah, he was in the Music Man. But no, I mean, I think, yeah, we growing up here, I think I was more into theater here, but then in college, like I got more into medicine and then, I mean, Nico and I, we love living in New York. I think, you know, his role, he's in tech. So he needs, like, I can do medicine anywhere. And when I was applying to where I wanted to go to residency, we kind of applied just in places that would kind of fit his field a little bit more. He's like in the startup tech world. So he has a good community in New York. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the future holds. It's like, we're loving it now, but I'm not sure if it's forever. We'll see.
That's a great experience. Like I said, my daughter doesn't live too far from me.
Exactly. No, she lives, you know, just pretty close. And yeah, I mean, everything's so well connected in New York too. So yeah,
although I'm a little bit mad at her right now.
Are you? Why?
She sent me a picture last week from the brunch she was at with her new clients.
Okay.
That she's marketing for the Heisman Association. So she's there with all the Heisman Trophy winners at the brunch.
Okay. She didn't invite you?
She did not invite me.
Okay.
She did not invite me.
Well,
and I was going through the picture. Oh, my God, that's Doug Flutie. That's Earl Campbell. That's so-and-so. That's so-and-so.
Wow. What does she do?
What's branding?
Okay, she does branding.
Yes.
For
a big company in New York.
Okay,
but one of her new clients is the Heisman Association.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, no, there's some... I'm sure that was an expensive brunch.
I would be the greatest person in the world being a marketing guy for the Heisman Association.
Yeah.
I would tell them all kinds of stories about my days. Well,
after radio.
Everything. Yeah. Think about it. All right, Todd.
Back it up.
Hey, wonderful seeing you. Yes. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Nico, wonderful meeting you. Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Same to you.
Hey, everybody, have a great, phenomenal Christmas Eve tonight. We won't be here tomorrow, but I hope everybody has just a phenomenal time. Thanks for all your support. See ya.
Give me a diamond ring.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Earl Ingram.
Join me next time for a very special Christmas Eve show. We'll be joined by my regular co-host, Sandy Williams, to talk about our Christmas plans and get the politics out of your system headed into the holidays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Airlines flights first stopped, then cleared to land by federal regulators. There was a system-wide technical issue that led to the FAA ordering all American Airlines flights grounded at the airline's request. The issue had to do with paperwork that hadn't been turned in, so all the flights were stopped. American says things are back up, people are on planes again, but there will be ripple effects throughout the day. Maybe it's a train you're taking this Christmas Eve. Well, those are running again, too, on the Northeast Corridor.
Amtrak says it's fully restored service between Philadelphia and New York. Since Sunday, the railroad has been dealing with cascading delays and cancellations, first after down power lines along the busy Northeast Corridor on Sunday, and then signal power problems at New York's Penn Station on Monday. An Amtrak statement thanking passengers for their understanding.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Total vindication for Alec Baldwin as prosecutors in New Mexico decide not to file any charges against him related to the Rust fatal shooting. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with